The KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us from the Kalispell Elks Lodge, a past exalted ruler and big mucky muck at the state and national stuff. She's made this a great career. Elizabeth Wood, how are you?
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Hi, thanks, Elizabeth.
Big news about the lodge now.
Yes.
I can't find it. What's the deal?
You can't find it. Well, you know, we moved on, you guys.
Oh.
We moved downtown, right in the heart of downtown, and we are so excited about that.
Yeah. So it's over on First Avenue West now.
It is. It is. It's in the old 406 building, the old Alchemy building, the old whatever building.
Yeah, it's been several buildings before.
It has. It has. So. But it is now home of the Kalispell Elks. And we are super excited about it.
You know, it's kind of a historic thing because the original Elks Lodge was the Elks Temple, which was on Main Street and First Street East. It was, it's now a parking lot and kind of a small shopping area, but that was the Elks Temple.
Yeah.
The first floor was the Elks Lodge with a swimming pool and all kinds of goodies in it. The second level was the Temple Tea Room.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
is where this is where the society met.
Oh, well, that's why I wasn't there.
And the third floor was originally KGEZ.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Mm-hmm.
Now, those pictures out on the, that's...
I'll have to go check those
out. When you say the 406, are we talking the 406
the
Bar
restaurant.
And Grill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice
that's
location.
So this is really historical now. It was 1970 when we... moved the lodge down to down on 18th Street on the south edge. And that's been a great location, but it's gotten old. It's gotten tired.
It has. It was actually 1968.
Was it 68?
68.
Okay.
And the building was starting to show it a little bit.
Yeah, just a bit, yeah.
And it was big. It was big. And we're just looking forward to this fresh start.
Oh, my gosh. What a fabulous facility.
You got
inside.
Room even for social functions. And
we do. We do. So if you have a function that you'd like to book with us, of course, it's going to be a smaller venue. I mean, at our old lodge, we could facilitate, 300 people. It'd be crowded. But at our new place, it's going to be a little smaller and closer. Mm-hmm. But intimate, that's the word.
Yes.
But it's beautiful in there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys
and,
need to come check it out.
You know, that's one of the cool things about being an Elks member is you could always go to a neat place and have dinner with your family and, drinks and everything.
Yeah, camaraderie. And you're going to love the atmosphere. It's just a really nice vibe down there. It's really pretty.
What about that casino that's like next door?
Yes. So back behind the back of the building, we are renaming the casino. We're keeping it. The casino will be open to public, and we're calling it the Wapiti.
Wapiti.
Yes.
The Elk.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, now, it's interesting because back before gambling machines were quasi-legal, that was the first place I ever encountered a slot machine was at a fraternal organization. I don't remember which one, but I went, wow, one-armed bandits. But of course, these are like state games.
They are, but you do bring up a good point. We are a fraternal organization, and that portion is open to the public. And we, of course, we're all about veterans, our youth, and a portion of our proceeds is going to go right back into our community for our veterans and youth programs, which we're really excited about. I mean, there's not really, I can't say for sure, but there's not a lot of other casinos that can say that. So
I don't know of any.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're pretty proud of that. We're excited.
Boy, that's pretty fantastic.
Will you be able to sell Powerball tickets?
I would imagine so.
Well, we are now.
Yeah. We had the Montana lotto machine. Yeah. And
1.04 billion on Monday.
I think Powerball's involved in that, but I won't swear to that.
Yeah.
That may not be the case. But we've got the scratch-off tickets and all that at the machines.
Yeah.
Had that for quite a while.
Yeah.
So when is all of this going to be open?
So we are currently open. So, of course, we're a members-only club, but if there's so many Elks out there, and if you are not an Elk, we would love to have you as a guest at our lodge. So stop on by, check it out, and we'll tell you a little bit what we're about, and you can check it out. But we're open for business. So we're open Tuesday through Friday, the lodges. The casino is going to be open from, Mondays we're closed, And so we're going to be open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 until midnight. And that is open to the public. All so, right. Yeah.
So you can, is there a back door into the casino?
There is a back door. I believe we're going to be using the side door.
Okay.
But there is a back door that goes right to it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you can do that.
Signs should be up this week for the Wapiti. So okay. Keep your eye out.
Well, gosh, this is just great news. Yeah. This is something that I know the Lodge has been working on at least for the last half a decade.
Yeah. Yeah. You're correct. You nailed it. It's been at least a half a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually came under discussion back when I was exalted
it did.
Over.
Yeah.
And we all said, boy, you know, we ought to do something.
Yeah.
but there was so many options.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes. And a huge shout out to our members and volunteers and our officers that made this happen. It's been a long journey. And, you know, over the last year, especially, it's just been crazy and so much time going into moving. You can imagine moving a house you lived in since 1968. Mm. How about a lodge the size of ours since 1968? My goodness, it was fun.
But, you know, and all that commercial kitchen and
everything,
that all had to...
An
something.
Attic with yeah. stuff in it. You know
oh,
how
the
that...
Attic.
The
oh,
attic.
I'd forgotten yeah. about the attic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but it's been a journey, and we're just really excited to be in the all new right. building.
So the lodge is now open to all yeah. lodge members, and the casino will be open to anybody.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, if you would like to visit the lodge, you're welcome to do that as our guest.
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
What are the hours that a guest could come up and knock on the door and say, I'm not an elk, but I should be.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
check the place out.
Yeah. Our hours are, so Tuesday through Friday, our doors open at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock, we'll be there, you know, we're there till 9, 10, but definitely pop in, see what we're about. We have a community event coming up that's called, it's our annual pumpkin carving event.
Oh, yes.
We have a couple events coming up, but that one, that's going to be Saturday the 28th, and that's a community event open to the public, and we welcome everyone to come down, bring their kiddos, grandkiddos down. We provide the pumpkins and cookies, and it's a fun time. So
and the adult supervision.
And the adult supervision, yes, we do have that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the soccer shoot, this is the second year we've done this.
It is. So we're very excited about this. You know, soccer is a huge sport. It's growing. My kiddos didn't play soccer, so I'm not very familiar with it, but that's okay. I'm going to run the soccer shoot. So last year was a great success. We came in and visited with you about that last year. We had about 24 kids. So it was mm-hmm. kind of a small group, but it was a great group. We had little guys in there. If you can kick a soccer ball, you can come compete in this. And there was one little guy that lost his little cowboy boot. He kicked the boot or kicked the ball and his boot went
and
flying.
The boot went with it.
Yes. Yeah. But we had another kid that was doing the grid competition, hit that left corner like almost yeah. every single time. It's just very exciting.
And scholarships too. This is a big deal with Elks. Providing
yes.
scholarships through the Elks National Foundation. There is a full ride 4-year scholarship to
there
somebody.
There is. So, you know, we had a big winner out of Columbia Falls, and, you know, the years are flying by, so it's probably been maybe 7 years. I don't know. I used to say 2-3, but the years are flying by. Probably 7 years ago. Great kid out of Columbia Falls. He was the top winner in the country. So the deadline for this is... November 14th, I believe. And mm-hmm. you just go to elks.org and you can go to the Elks National Foundation portion and look up scholarships. And we highly recommend anyone in the Valley that has a graduating senior check that out that's planning on going to a 4-year college. There's lots of money out there to be given out because we give scholarships out locally. Then they go to the state level. They give scholarships out. Then they go national. So there's just a lot of money going to these. Last year, nationally, just our national level, they gave out over $2.5 million to scholarships. Mm. That doesn't include all the money given from the states and the local lodges. So it's a lot mm-hmm. of money.
Yeah, it is. And Elks include that in their dues.
Yes.
Every year.
They do. So, you know, our members, we try to donate $5 towards Elks National Foundation. And we get way over that amount of money back in our pockets to put right mm-hmm. back into our community with grants and stuff. It's wonderful.
So talk to your advisors at both Flathead and Glacier High Schools,
yeah.
Not to mention Columbia Falls, Whitefish, and all the
That's
other
correct.
Schools.
We are Flathead Valley. You know, we've right. talked in the past about changing our name from Kalispell Elks Lodge to Flathead Valley because we are. We're Flathead Valley Elks. We're not just Kalispell.
That is true. However, yeah. however, the Kalispell Elks Lodge was established in 1901.
Yes.
And
yes.
To change that would be yeah. changing history, and
it
that's
would.
Not something I'm very keen on. So.
No, and we haven't made that decision, but we yeah. do like to put out there. It is, we are here
of
for all Flathead.
Of course we are, yeah.
yeah.
And,
yep.
But
yeah.
This lodge goes all the way back to
122 years.
Actually go back to, actually the last... two centuries ago, actually, because they started working with it before it actually got, you know, the
yeah.
the seal of approval and everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
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 There's a lot of history there and just a lot of hours and programs going right back into our community here and across the state and across the country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
A lot of good stuff that Elks
yeah.
do for this community.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, thank you for all you're doing. You have taken this to a whole new level.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. It's my passion. I enjoy the Elks. I love what we represent, you know, our veterans, our youth, and that's what we're about.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right, Elizabeth Wood, the Kalispell Elks Lodge, and you are the state, deputy district.
Well, I'm a past district deputy
oh,
and
all right.
past state president. I'm a past everything now.
You're a past everything.
I'm just... the Esquire in our lodge.
Retro.
Okay.
yeah, so I'm just the passionate person that likes to get up here and tell all the good stuff about the Elks.
All right, and thanks for doing that.
Yeah.